Well, that is amazing. From one father to another, I can't imagine how great it must be to look across the stage and see your son behind a microphone with a guitar in his hand and this amazing legacy you created.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has a certain, you know, emotional content. It's my father was a very faithful son to my grandfather. My grandfather was a successful sweet corn farmer. And Henry is a good partner with me and a very trusted artistic perspective in the Outlaws and Blackhawks. So he's been out here working with me since junior high school, and he's been very kind to the fans, and they've grown to know and appreciate and have affection for little Henry. And he's got the right name and the right talent. He's a much better guitar player than I am, and a really good singer. And so I think he's a charismatic guy, and I think that he'll do a good job standing up there and spitting this stuff out. He'll have help from Dave Robbins and Jeff Ollick and Randy Threet. There's plenty of people that'll step in there to help him, but if there'll come a time when it's going to be his deal, and when that happens, I think finished. I used to want to stay until the bitter end, but I'm not so sure anymore. I kind of want to enjoy some of my time with my young family and my wife, and you know, because I mean, at this late date, how much time do we have left, really?
Well, you know, talking about family, you know, when the Outlaws come to town in Pittsburgh, it's a family affair. I mean, I'm going to be there with my wife and my sons, all of whom have seen the Outlaws double digits. You know, I'm going, you know, talk about, you know, I want to get to your new book, The Last Outlaw, which is just terrific. But even in the book, you know, when the Outlaws come to town, you've generated a family spirit, and it's a family affair when you go to an Outlaws show, especially here in Pittsburgh.
Yes. Well, and we created this group. I created this group called the Four Horsemen, and originally it was more or less a musically social group of people. I went to a graphic artist I used, had him design a logo. We had it embroidered on jackets, printed on T-shirts. And every year I would invite, you know, a few people into the organization or the society. And it was a rather open-ended proposition. I had no real idea and still don't know exactly what it is, only that the guys support the band. They help me with the charity efforts that we do. And you're right. I mean, I've tried to put the Outlaws out there since 08, at any rate, in a very wholesome and family-friendly sort of form and fashion. The entire personality of the band is really just an American cowboy guitar rock band, and we sing good and we play good and we have an energetic and really well scripted tight presentation, and you know, our fans have really come to represent an incredible group of people, and I think I'm as proud of that as I am just the character of the band and the long-term legacy musically that it represents.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. We've got the great Henry Paul on the phone with us tonight. The Outlaws are coming to the Palace Theater next Saturday, November 22nd, and then for an intimate acoustic show the following day, Sunday, November 23rd at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh. Henry, let's take a minute. Let's go deep. This is a request from a listener who hit me with this request a week ago, and I didn't even have the song here at the station, but this is one of my favorites as well. This is Cold Harbor, The Outlaws, WRCT, 88.3 FM.
prison far from Richmond, the second day of June. The year was 1864, the end was closing soon. A long and bitter struggle for the boys in blue and gray. The Battle of Cold Harbor was only hours away. Before the sun come through the morning sky, I wondered as I lay there, is this my time to die? Somewhere through the darkness, the Union fires glow. Distant bugles reveille was playing soft and low. Pouring down like rain. Just one half an hour, 10,000 Federals died. My blood ran cold to watch them fall. I closed my eyes and fired.
Listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We've got on the phone with us tonight Henry Paul from the Outlaws coming to the Palace Theater next Saturday and a show at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh the following Sunday. Henry, I want to talk about your terrific new book, your autobiography, The Last Outlaw. Now, I gotta tell you, I was upset. It was so good, I almost finished the entire book in one sitting, and I needed more. When do we get part two?
Well, you know, there was a lot of, you know, good and indifferent, somewhat sometimes painful memories put to paper But after the fact, you know, I came to realize that there was a lot more that we could have probably included. So I don't know if I've got it in me to go back there and do that again, but there are, I would say that to say, there's a lot of material yet to be, you know, brought to light. My goal with the book was just to tell the story about the band in Tampa, how we formed, how we groomed ourselves for a bigger calling. And I think primarily as songwriters, that was the crux of the difference between being a top 40 band and being an original musical personality. And so, you know, it just kind of went through the early days of the band. It went through my leaving the group, a rather painful part of the story, and then the advent of the Henry Paul Man, which was very liberating and very important to me. And then, coming back to the Outlaws for, you know, the better part of the 80s and then leaving to form Blackhawk and finding significant success with that. I don't know, you know, it's not a long book. It's only 209 pages long, but I think it's well written, it's well crafted. It's honest. It's not a finger pointer, and it just tries to portray the Outlaws' musical journey in human terms.
You know, I'm not saying this because we're friends. The book is fantastic. I literally couldn't put it down, and you hit the nail on the head. It's so well written. It's so entertaining, and it's lacking silly, sordid details that other rock stars feel necessary to put in their book. And it's just a fantastic book. But I want to ask you this, and this is something that I've wanted to ask other people and didn't. You know, I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. How do you remember things going back 50 years?
Well, I have these, like, mental portraits in my head of things that I considered to be a pivotal or important, knowing in the moment that it represented something uniquely important. And it's kind of like when you're driving someplace that you're going to have to come back from, and you, as you're going towards your destination, you keep an eye out for landmarks that you'll recognize or remember, and it'll help you get back to where you started. And so throughout my career, you know, I made mental notes along the way of specific situations. There was a girl down in the Austin, Texas area. Her name is Susan Barham. And she is an archivist, and she archived the Outlaws story, and we used her archival records to make sure that we were accurate with dates. But the human part of the equation of the moment we had Clive Davis come into our dressing room in Columbus and tell us he was going to sign us, you know, it's so weird because when I was living in the Village in the early 70s and I got a chance to go up to Columbia and audition for the head of A&R at Epic Records, and Clive Davis was on top of the world, and to, you know, to be a part of his musical story to the extent that the Outlaws were is, in retrospect, a very, very important part of my life. And to come back to Arista in the early 90s and be a significant commercial entity in the landscape of his tenure at the label was, quite honestly, unheard of. And so, you know, just gifted with a good memory and abundantly aware as I went through the process of doing what we did of remembering things.
Well, that is fantastic. And for anyone who buys the book, You benefit from that. You know, Henry, where can our listeners purchase your new book?
Well, it's available on Amazon. It's available online at Borders and Barnes & Noble. I would say, you know, I've got signed copies on the road that I bring with me to the merch table every night. And that kind of covers it. I, you know, the Amazon thing is so convenient.
Yeah, and, it sure is. Yeah. Well, we're listening. We're talking with Henry Paul tonight. He's coming with the Outlaws next Saturday, November 22nd, to the Palace Theater. And then the following night, for an intimate acoustic show featuring the music of the Outlaws, the Henry Paul Band, and Blackhawk at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh. There are still some tickets left. Well, Henry, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know that you're on the road. I can't let you go, though, without doing what we do every time. You got to take over the turntables, and I'm going to throw a little curveball. You know, I know there's so many songs that you've written and that you've put on vinyl that never make it to a live performance. Since Sunday at the Olympia Hall, you're going to be doing music of Blackhawk and the Henry Paul Band in addition to Outlaws. Why don't you give us a deep cut from the Henry Paul Band and a deep cut from Blackhawk, two songs that you love. Tell me why, and we're going to play them right now.
Well, I love Lonely Dreamer off the first Henry Paul Band record.
Such a great tune.
And then, you know, there was a song that I thought, according to people's reaction to it, really resonated with them from the standpoint of the relative importance of this music in their life, and that is a song off the Dixie Highway record called Southern Rock Will Never Die. And so, you know, those two songs to me have unique merit and also, you know, a lot of ways go to define my musical personality. So those would be my choices.
Two great choices at that. Talking with Henry Paul, the Outlaws, next Saturday, Palace Theater, next Sunday, Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh. Brother, so great to have you on the show, and we'll see you in a week.
All right, good deal. Thanks.
I really got to know, will I share your love before I go?
rock will never die.
Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
When I'm lost and lonely, with just a dollar to my name, there's only one sandwich that'll kill the pain.
Counselor, Mando Richard here, reminding you and your listeners that banjos and steel guitars made the original metal music. I invite y'all to learn more by tuning into my radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I know Eric schedules his court time so he can catch Pittsburgh's most eclectic mixture of folk music at 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT. Just one reminder, Whiskey Before Breakfast is a radio show and a fiddle tune, not a behavioral suggestion unless you want Eric to represent you at your DUI trial. Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. on 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org.
Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
there's anything left to me. Don't let these shakes go on. It's time we had a break from it. It's time we had some leave. We've been living in the flames. We've been eating up our brains. Oh, please don't let these shakes go on. You ask me why I'm weary.
on our last album. It's a tune called What a Shame.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash. You're listening to Courts in Session with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Turn up that radio.
Going back to 1972 off the Decca label. Playing that from an original album from the library here at WRCT. Wishbone Ash from their classic album Argus. That was, of course, The King Will Come. Going out to Charlie and Jan listening online at WRCT.org. And for those of you who live life by the spur of the moment, anybody out there going to join me tomorrow as I make a road trip with a few people out to the Kent stage to see Wishbone Ash live in Kent, Ohio? Fun road trip from Pittsburgh, a great venue, and more importantly, great band. Wishbone Ash live tomorrow night at the Kent stage. If you're there, come up, say hi, tell me you listen to WRCT. And remember, I am always thirsty. You're listening to Courts in Session. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Before the Wishbone Ash, going out by request for Tony in McKeesport. The latest from Chuck W. Chapman, Nobody's Angel. So this weekend is a big weekend. Starting tomorrow, get ready for Anatomy of the Ear. And if you're a veteran WRCT listener, well, you know that every year WRCT DJs take over the airwaves to play hour-long sets of their favorite genres all weekend long. Tune in to Anatomy of the Ear this Friday through Sunday. That's the 14th through Sunday the 16th. 11 a.m. it starts tomorrow till 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning. You say, what is Anatomy of the Ear? Well, as I said, your favorite genres. And if you love music, and if you're listening to radio, of course you love music. We all do. You're going to hear some genres that are brand spanking new. Some of the DJs here are cutting edge with some of the just hot off the griddle new genres that are coming about. And classic genres, genres that maybe you haven't heard in a long, long time, and genres that you're going to say, wow, I just got a little smarter. I'm going to have to talk about that at the office Monday. Great stuff. You won't want to change the dial. Anatomy of the Ear. This weekend, starting Friday at 11 through Sunday at 4 a.m. So I announced at the top of the show, I got a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones. Documentary came out in 1992. Rolling Stones at the Max. IMAX and Mercury Studios. First released in 91. The critically acclaimed film is the only concert feature shot with IMAX film cameras. You figure, of course, the Stones had a hand in it. Mick, Keith, Woody, Charlie, even Bill Wyman, he was still in the band back then. The classic lineup of the Stones. Now, you can argue with me about Brian Jones later. That being said, I got a pair of tickets. December 10th. Give me a call here at the station, 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. Get you a pair of free tickets to see the Stones live in IMAX. This is the latest from the Rolling Stones. This is Shame, Shame, Shame. Comes out tomorrow. WRCT 88.3 FM.